From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Today on the program, it's Rebecca Marie Miller, a singer-songwriter from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, with a brand new solo album out called Trojan Heart. Rebecca has been temporarily living back in the area after spending 3 years on the road with the Mina Birds, but will be relocating to Portland, Oregon later this month. Last month, players from Lancaster's Derry Miller and The Veil joined Rebecca as her backup band for the Trojan Heart album release show in Harrisburg.
They blew me away. Like, I'm a little bit older than them. I'm 33. And I, you know, just don't often see bands from the area that are that young and that tight. And so I was really interested in stealing the rhythm section.
Coming up, it's Rebecca Marie Miller and our buddy Josh Kerwin from Derry Miller and The Veil. We're talking about Rebecca's new album, Trojan Heart. You can catch Rebecca live one last time in the area before she heads west. It's this week, Wednesday, June 19th, for a special going-away party at the Makespace in Harrisburg. More details about that show a little later in the program. And we check in with Sam Campbell from GigSpots.com. Sam is a promoter, publicist, blogger, and live music fanatic from here in Lancaster who has a passion for connecting bands, fans, and venues and making things happen around the area. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. This Friday is Music Friday, and it's the annual Music for Everyone CD release show at Binns Park, 100 North Queen Street in downtown Lancaster. Each year, Music for Everyone releases a compilation CD of the best local and regional music. The albums are a great snapshot of the music scene for the year, and proceeds benefit this fine organization whose mission is to cultivate the power of music for education and community building right here in Lancaster. Performing at this year's release show are the Ben Roth Band and the Skeddies. The show starts at 6 p.m. at Binns Park, and it's free. Of course, you should plan to bring a few dollars to pick up the new Music for Everyone compilation CD. It's Music Friday in Lancaster this Friday night. Music Friday is a partnership between Music for Everyone, the Mayor's Office of Special Events, and Series 42. This upcoming weekend on Saturday and Sunday, June 22nd and 23rd, the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair presents the 2013 Celtic Fling and Highland Games, and that means a ton of live Celtic music all weekend long. The Fling actually starts Friday night, June 21st, with a special kickoff concert featuring Gaelic Storm with Seven Nations and Kilmaine Saints. Then over the weekend, catch over a dozen Celtic bands on stages all across the Renaissance Fair's 35-acre Shire. Two-day Fling passes are available. You can check out parenfair.com for all the details about the 2013 Celtic Fling and Highland Games at the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair. Save this new date as Millersville's Four Corners Festival presents outdoor one-act comedies on Millersville's campus at the Swan Pond. This performance was originally scheduled for June 16th, but has been moved to Sunday, June 30th. The performance includes Ages Ago by W.S. Gilbert and The Lover by Harold Pinter, which features one of today's guests, Josh Kerwin. The show is free, but donations will be accepted. The performance starts at 7:30 p.m., and it's intended for mature audiences. It's one-act comedies from the Millersville Four Corners Festival on Sunday, June 30th. Today we welcome Sam Campbell from GigSpots.com. GigSpots is a website that connects venues, bands, and fans of live music and promotes the regional live music scene with a full calendar of upcoming dates and Sam's blog. Here's Sam Campbell on Around the Wood Stove.
Well, I call GigSpots a clearinghouse for bands, fans, and venues. I'd like people to be able to go on there and find out what's going on at their favorite venue or what's going on with their favorite band. Venues use it as a way to advertise. Also, of course, once they're clients of mine, you know, I pump them on Facebook and Twitter and I run ads for them and things like that. Talk about them in my blog. And then bands, it's a way for them to just promote themselves. You know, it doesn't cost them anything to build a profile. And of course, once I'm connected with them, then I start following them around, going to their shows, shooting video, posting that so that they can, you know, use it in their electronic press kits, promote themselves, that kind of thing.
Sure.
And then, you know, I see myself as a big cheerleader for the music scene. You know, I'm finding new bands or I'm meeting bands and I'm saying, you know, hey, I'd love to bring you to Lancaster. I talk to friends here who book, you know, or I've started booking my own shows.
I was going to say, you put together some pretty good bills here.
I have, and I have a few coming up, as a matter of fact. You know, timing is everything.
Right.
But, yeah, I like staging shows. You know, if I hit the lottery, that's what I would do, probably, is, you know, buy some venue and stage shows.
Gig Spots has been around for a little over 2 years. I was curious about some of the magic moments for Sam since the website launched.
Bringing Sweet Lita to Lancaster, getting them booked at Dispensing Company, and, you know, their first performance there, that was a pretty great night.
Sweet.
And, of course, they're friends with Randy Buxner.
Sure.
So he shows up, you know, and he always has a fun time, fun crew. He's taken to sitting in with them. He did that at their last gig at Dipco. And, of course, Randy's great. And sax is such an integral part of their sound. And they were on the road. I want to say it was South by Southwest last year. And they met Ron Holloway, sax player for, you know, Warren Haynes Band. And he's toured with Steely Dan and Government Mule. And, you know, he's just a great, legendary sax player. And
right.
And, they introduced themselves and he liked their sound. He liked their set and everything. And this past summer, he contacted them. Hey, I have a little hiatus over the summer. How'd you guys like me to sit in on a few gigs with you? Well, of course, you know, they jumped at the chance and have had him for some really great shows.
Absolutely, yeah.
Of course, he was at Tri-State Indy. Yeah. That was a pretty magic moment, too, because I was presenting the award for Maryland Band of the Year right after they performed. And, of course, they wound up winning it second year in a row. So I got to stand backstage and watch their set and then come out, watch the whole place just blown up, you know. And then I got to present them that award. So that was a pretty magic moment.
Yeah, that's great.
Probably my first show at the Chameleon, the Four Corner show, where I tried to bring someone from each corner of the region, and I had Love Betty from Pittsburgh, Sweet Lita from Maryland, Dana Alexandra from locally, you know, over in York, of course, and then Mike Mizwinski brought his band Miz down here. He'd never had his Miz band there before.
Okay.
He's played with his Dead cover band.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's played solo there before, but it was the first time they had ever performed as a group at the Chameleon. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man.
I'll fill your laptop with magic moments. I mean, you know, I'm easily amused, and I've met some wonderful people in the last 2 years.
Coming up on July 6th, Sam and Gig Spots will be sponsoring a stage at this year's Jam at the Dam. It's a live music festival in Weatherly, Pennsylvania, only about 2 hours north of Lancaster that will feature over 40 bands across three stages. The Jam at the Dam will be quite a party, and Gig Spots will be there sponsoring and hosting one of those stages.
It's a 50-acre campground. So, you know, three stages. There's the lake stage, which actually the lake's at its back and it faces into a hillside.
Okay.
Great stage. Kind of a crazy, you know, we're all in the woods kind of stage. It's freaky at night because of all the shadows and everything. And people are usually setting off fireworks. So you see that right behind the stage and across the lake, you know.
Right.
The stage I'm sponsoring is the lawn stage. It's the first stage you see when you come in. It's near all the vendors. It's right, almost very centrally located. And it has a natural amphitheater, kind of a lawn sloping up and away from it.
Okay.
It's a great stage.
Tickets still available. Are the bands selling tickets or do you go online? How's that work?
The bands are selling tickets and you actually save some fees and other things if you buy them from the band.
Directly from a band. Okay,
right.
That's
great. So, you know, I know Pasadena's on tour right now. They're going to be in York very soon. You'd be able to find that out if you went to gigspots.com. When is Pasadena coming through town? Sweet Lita is touring right now. They're carrying tickets with them.
Okay.
The Great Socio from Philadelphia, they're carrying tickets with them. Caleb Griffin Band from Philadelphia, they're carrying tickets.
So check out the list. If you know some of the bands on the bill, contact the band, see if you can get tickets. It's going to be a blast. This is Jam at the Dam on July 6th. This is in Weatherly, Pennsylvania. It's at Miller's Pond. That's 88 Miller Lane in Weatherly, Pennsylvania. Gates at 10 a.m. Thanks, Sam, so much for stopping by and filling us in on what you're doing and also getting us up to speed on Jam at the Dam.
It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Check out Jam at the Dam on Facebook for more details about the show and a full list of bands. My buddy Mark DeRose and I will be there podcasting at the Gig Spot stage and playing some acoustic tunes between the featured bands. Don't miss it. It's Jam at the Dam on July 6th.
Everybody is always talking. Everybody, I guess, knows me. But what they might not suppose.
Joining me at the Woodstove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, it's Rebecca Marie Miller from Harrisburg. Welcome to the program.
Why, thank you.
Rebecca Marie Miller is a musician, singer, and songwriter from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, who has a brand new solo album out called Trojan Heart. Although she's new to writing and recording her own albums and touring solo, Rebecca is a veteran independent musician with over a dozen years and tens of thousands of miles of touring under her belt with bands like Brave the Day and the Mina Birds. Here's Rebecca Marie Miller on what led to the music that makes up Trojan Heart.
Right before I turned 17, I joined a band that I would be in for almost 10 years. And the band started out being called Clubber, which was terrible. And then we later changed the name to Brave the Day and, you know, enjoyed some like success in Harrisburg. We were definitely a popular Harrisburg band for a while. And that band dissolved in 2008. And I did not know what to do with myself musically or otherwise, and ended up meeting somebody who I moved to Los Angeles to be with. And the relationship kind of disintegrated almost immediately. I stayed out there until 2010. And I think where it gets interesting and where it, you know, it kind of becomes current of what I've been doing is when I took this road trip to get back home to the East Coast. So I finally gathered up enough money to leave LA, and I just started kind of figuring out who I knew along the way, and went up to Portland, fell in love with Portland, then made my way east. And one of the places I stopped in was Omaha, Nebraska, where I reconnected with a girl named Laura Burhan, who had just started a band called the Mina Birds. And that band was signed to Saddle Creek Records, which is like a, you know, big deal in Omaha, Nebraska, and everywhere. It's a, you know, real reputable indie rock label. And not long after finally getting back to Pennsylvania in, I would say, March of 2010, she invited me to start touring with her band, which I have spent the last 3 years doing. We've done the U.S. like 3 or 4 times. We've been back and forth across Canada.
What was your role in that band?
In that band, I sing backing vocals, I play a little trumpet, I play percussion. We have these neat stomp boxes that we stand on that are mic'd, and they add to the percussive element of the music. But, I mean, I spend time talking about it just because I, like I said, when Brave the Day dissolved, I wasn't really performing on my own. I was feeling really uninspired. It was like a breakup, you know? Mm-hmm. We had been together for so long, and I was writing songs, but I didn't really have any drive to do anything with them until I started touring with the Minor Birds and I caught the bug again.
That bug eventually became Rebecca's new solo album, Trojan Heart, which was released back in May at a show at the Abbey Bar in Harrisburg. Performing in Rebecca's backup band that night were members of our buddies in Derry Miller and The Veil. Here's Rebecca and bassist Josh Kerwin on how that show came together.
So I was introduced to you through my friends in Derry Miller and The Veil, who performed with you recently at a show in Harrisburg. Josh Kerwin, Derek Jenkins, Dan Jones,
yes.
The drummer for Derry Miller and The Veil.
Mm-hmm.
How did you connect with these guys?
Well, with any good band, it starts with the best drummer you can find, which is Dan Jones. So he and I had played together a few times rehearsing, but we never performed live. And then it kind of, I got busy and he got busy and we didn't play together for a while. But leading up to the album release show, I hit him up. Are you still in doing the show with me? And he was. And I had just seen him perform with Derry Miller and The Veil. And actually, I think you and I, Josh, were Facebook friends, but we had never met in person.
Because I had followed your music.
Yeah.
I had heard stuff, and Dan had said good things, and I was like, all right, cool.
Anyway, we were internet friends first, and then real friends. But I said to Dan, you know, do you think that guy Josh would be interested in playing? They blew me away. Like I'm a little bit older than them. I'm 33, just don't often see bands from the area that are that young and that tight. And so I was really interested in stealing the rhythm section. And then we brought Derek in when one of the auxiliary guitar players that was signed up to play the show had to back out. His schedule got too busy with his other projects. And
so Josh, you were actually, you knew of Rebecca's music.
Yes. I'd heard about her vaguely, and then I was like, oh, what's the deal with this? What's the deal with this chick, you know? And then so I started trying to follow, see what was going on. And Dan, you know, I was just talking to Dan. I was like, man, you know, you do cool stuff all the time. Let's do cool stuff together that's not just, you know, this band. Because we love playing with Derry, obviously. Who doesn't?
Right.
But you know, I like keeping myself busy, you know? So so Dan was like, in fact. You know, he's like, in fact, there's this girl, Rebecca Marie Miller. And you know, she was asking me about, you know, some band people, you know, that, you know, if, you know, I might be looking for some people. So I'm going to try to put together some people for her. And Rebecca formally asked me. Actually, I just recently got into a pretty bad car accident, and I broke and dislocated my shoulders in like 7 or 8 places or something like that, and I was in real bad shape. And it's amazing that I'm alive today. But so it was funny. Because I was so psyched about this. And we talked on the internet a little bit. And then, like a week after my accident happened, Rebecca calls up and she's like, hey, man, are you still okay? Are you going to be able to do this? And I was like, well, I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to make myself okay.
Yeah.
And so somehow I got better in time, and you know, the rest is history. So
You had already made this arrangement then prior to the accident?
Vaguely. We hadn't really talked about it like too much, but
I feel like it happened like the day after you.
Yeah.
It was wild. Like I ran into Dan somewhere or maybe Dan texted me and he said, "By the way, like if you don't hear from Josh, he was just in this terrible car accident and his arm's all effed up." And
they're still surprisingly there, though. That's you know. So anyway,
I was immediately like, "Whoa! Like that's so scary." And I was like, "I mean, my gut reaction was not, believe it or not, like who's gonna play bass for me?" I was like, "I can't believe this guy got hit by a car. Like, what are the chances? I don't know anybody that's been hit by a car."
Now you do.
Now I do.
Yeah.
I say it all the time to people now.
Yeah, it's like, not all it's cracked.
Do you know a guy who's been hit by a car? They're like, no, I said, I do.
Here's Hard to Love from Rebecca Marie Miller on Around the Wood Stove.
You'll be hard to love. I know.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Each week we bring you interviews with artists and those who make the arts happen in and around Lancaster, Pennsylvania. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. The podcast is and always will be free, so if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of the program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. The tip jar is located in the top right corner of our website, woodstovehouse.com. Today on the program, it's singer-songwriter Rebecca Marie Miller and bassist Josh Kerwin. We're talking about Rebecca's new solo album, Trojan Heart.
We recorded the record in Carrboro, North Carolina, kind of at a home studio setup. And then we did some initial mixing at a proper studio in Lexington, Kentucky. But I just wasn't like totally happy with the mixes. And Richard Swift is a guy who makes all of the Mine Birds records. He does a lot of records. He works out of Cottage Grove, Oregon at his studio there. He's a touring member of the Shins. He's just like, he's an amazing singer-songwriter, solo artist on his own. And because he had been doing the Mine Birds records, he became a friend of mine. And he knew I was like sitting on this record. And last summer in Portland, he was like, what can I do like to help? And I was like, do you want to remix the whole entire record for me? And he said yes. So that's why it sounds like as big as it sounds. I think like we needed a fresh set of ears to come in and sort of tweak it. And that's what he did. And he ended up mastering it for me too. So
let's talk about some of the songs on this record. What is your favorite song on this album?
It's varied. If I had to pick like my personal, like, I think it's If I Were. I think that song like has remained the, I don't know. It pulls at my heartstrings, and I wrote the song. But even in listening to it, the backing vocals that Laura Burhan did are just like lift it so much during the bridge. Like she just really came in and nailed it. I remember hearing them because we just sent the songs. We picked which songs we wanted her to sing on, and we were like, do whatever you want. And when they came back and I heard them for the first time, I was like, God damn, girl. she killed it.
Nice.
And yeah, so maybe it's that song, but they all are like, everybody did such a good job making the songs come to life in a way that I wouldn't have never been able to do on my own. So
if I were sort of a braver girl, I would just run away, I would just go. If I were a little more lovely, you would still want me, this I know. So gather everything I can hold on to, leave out anything that might hold me to you. I'll do the things I meant to do before me and you. We fell into this inconvenience. Take it, take all the love you make. I want you run away, I want you.
At the Wood Stove House, we look forward to staying connected with you. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter under the handle Wood Stove House. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or sign up to get all of the Wood Stovehouse blog posts and podcast episodes delivered straight to your mailbox. Visit woodstovehouse.com and check the right-hand column for your options to stay in touch. And now back to our conversation with Rebecca Marie Miller. We're talking about Rebecca's new album, Trojan Heart. Bassist Josh Kerwin from Lancaster's Derry Miller and the Vale joined Rebecca on her album release show in Harrisburg back in May. Here's Josh on his favorite track on the new album.
Personally, I'd say Mexico is one of the most beautiful songs I've ever played for. So
oh, Josh.
I love that song so much. And I will listen to that song. You know, even after, you know, we haven't seen each other for 6 months, I'll just be like, man, I remember playing that song once.
And singing
so
and singing the male
vocals.
Well, very well.
Talk about Mexico a little bit.
Okie dokie. That song actually does have a pretty interesting story. We were on tour with the Minebirds, or I was on tour with the Minebirds, and we had one of those like brutal drive days where we were doing like a 16-hour drive day. And we were, our final destination was somewhere in Arizona. I don't even remember where. But driving up past Juarez late at night, we had been driving all day. It might have been like 1 a.m. or something. And it was just all twinkly over there. And have you ever, I had never seen Juarez before. And it's, first of all, it's gigantic. And it's just like this, you know, you can see like the fence and the lights. And I just wanted to get out of that van and go into Juarez, which obviously is like a terrible idea. I really wanted to go. And so the first lines of the song are, I'm going to make it to Arizona before this lonesome drive is through. The bright lights of Juarez shine like a beacon to the left of these weary bones and road. And there was, it was just over there on the left. And it, just that feeling of like, I don't know, the middle of the night, been driving all day, just sort of tired, it kind of inspired that song.
That's Mexico from Rebecca Marie Miller on Around the Wood Stove.
The song that jumps out to me is called Venom. Tell me about it.
Well, I'll tell you about recording it. When I brought it to those guys, I was playing it like pretty aggressively, just downstrokes on my acoustic guitar. Dun, 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 dun. And I had it in my head that that's how it would be recorded, with like a really kind of straightforward bass line. And Justin Craig, so the guys that helped me make my record are Justin Craig and Tom Natal. They got a hold of it and gave it that Tom like Petty groove that I would have never in a million years like thought of for that song. And I remember I might have even taken a walk that day, and we had done some scratch tracking to get like the tempo, and I might have gone for a walk and came back, and that's what they had done to it. And I was like, all right, that sounds pretty good, guys. Thanks. And yeah, I don't know. They because it's a real wordy song.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the wordier I'm pretty proud of how those all of those words came together. Because that's one of those songs where I sat down and like 15 minutes later, it was just like on the page.
Right.
And they made it even catchier, I think.
It's got a great hook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's Venom from Rebecca Marie Miller on Around the Wood Stove.
I always wanna believe it.
Rebecca Marie Miller will be relocating to Portland, Oregon later this month, but you still have a chance to catch her live this Wednesday night, June 19th, at the Makespace in Harrisburg. The show starts at 8:30 p.m. and will be a co-bill with touring artist Kat Martino. And the Makespace is at 1916 3rd Street in Harrisburg. Here's Rebecca on her upcoming move to Portland.
I leave on June 23rd. I'm touring all the way out there with some friends of mine in a band called Arclife. So I don't think I'll arrive in Portland until like July 12th.
Okay. And what's taking you to Portland, Oregon?
So when I left Los Angeles and knew I was, I rustled up enough money to make a road trip out of it. And I had been wanting to get to Portland, Oregon, just because I'd heard so many great things about it. And had a good friend there that I hadn't seen, and I planned, you know, a few days for myself to be there, and he showed me a really great time, and he had just gotten this, like, great little house with his wife, and they were took me in and, like, fed me because I was poor and, like, beaten up from Los Angeles, and they just really took care of me for a couple of days, and I was hooked. I mean, you know, when you go to a place and there are some cities where you're immediately like, oh, I could totally live here. And that was one of those places. And luckily, with all the Mine and Birds touring that I got to do, I got to go back to Portland a bunch over the last couple of years. And recently, my cousin moved there, and we're tight. And finally, this last summer, he was like, well, actually, I had kind of decided about a little over a year ago that I was pretty serious about getting there. But he ended up saying, Rebecca, like, come, just move in with us for a little while. We have a room for you. He says, I know you're going to be happy out here. And it's like, okay, like, I'm going to do it. I'm going.
Great. So yeah. you're setting up shop in Portland, and do you plan then to tour from Portland a lot? Or are you planning on just sort of building a regional following
now? I don't know what I plan on doing, to be honest. I never have seen myself or thought of myself as a solo artist. I want to be in a band again. I want to write songs with other people. I think I do my best work when I'm collaborating. And it was so rewarding to make this record, and I'm very proud of it. But I want to find other people to work with. And I want to be in a band where, like, there's three lead singers. I don't know. Everybody's singing together.
Yeah.
So if I could make that happen out there, that would be the ultimate dream come true.
And Josh Kerwin, thank you very much for introducing me to Rebecca's music.
Oh, of course, of course.
Yeah.
The pleasure is mine to be able to sit across the table from you.
Oh,
I'm so glad you're not dead.
I'm glad too.
Me too.
Yeah.
So thanks very much for making this happen. And Rebecca, good luck to you.
Thank you.
I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
You can find out all about Rebecca Marie Miller at her website, RebeccaMarieMiller.com, or link up from the show post on today's episode at WoodStoveHouse.com. And while you're there, you can check out past episodes of this program or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced at the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.